From Washington, this is VOA News. Coming up, a year-end Putin news conference in Moscow, another massacre in northern Nigeria. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is confident the country's economy will rebound within 2 years, he says, and its currency stabilize. Speaking during an end-of-the-year news conference, he said the economy could recover faster if external factors change for the better, but he offered no new remedies for the crisis.
Считаю, что и центральные банки, и правительство принимают адекватные меры.
Mr. Putin said Western economic sanctions imposed on Russia because of its involvement in Ukraine are 25 to 30% responsible for the current financial crisis in his country. United States says it's possible the Cuban president, Raul Castro, could someday visit the White House to meet with President Obama. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters Thursday he would not rule out a visit from President Castro. On Wednesday, the two leaders announced their country's plans to normalize relations after a half-century diplomatic split born during the Cold War. Local residents and officials in northeastern Nigeria say suspected members of Boko Haram militant group have killed at least 32 people and kidnapped more than 100 others. It happened in a raid on a village called Gumsuri. The attack took place on Sunday, according to residents who fled to the city of Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. News of the attack took several days to emerge because the area's mobile phone network was damaged in the earlier attacks. This is VOA News. Peace talks aimed at ending South Sudan's civil war have resumed in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. The talks today are focused on a sustainable truce between the government and rebel fighters mediated by the East African Regional Bloc, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development. Four previous attempts at the truce have been virtually ignored. At the heart of the conflict is a political dispute between between President Salva Kiir, that is, and his former deputy Riek Machar. The split has divided the country's military and led to inter-ethnic fighting. Kenyan lawmakers have passed a set of security measures in a chaotic parliamentary session. Lawmakers approve legislation that will significantly lengthen the amount of time terrorist suspects can be detained and imposed punishments on media outlets for distributing material deemed harmful to national security. Critics say the new measures threaten civil liberties and free speech. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said only those engaged in criminal activities need fear the new laws. Members of the parliament came to blows several times during the course of today's final reading of the legislation. White House is saying that U.S. officials are paying attention to the cyber attacks on Sony Pictures. Here is presidential spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is something that's being treated as a serious national security matter. There is evidence to indicate that we have seen destructive activity with malicious intent that was initiated by a sophisticated actor.
President Obama's National Security Council is considering a proportionate response, they say. Earnest's evidence shows the attack against Sony Pictures was carried out possibly by North Korea, but he stopped short of officially identifying them. Israel says a Palestinian move to present a draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council will only delay any possible resolution to their conflict. The draft presented Wednesday would set a deadline for negotiated two-state solution with Israel withdrawing from the Palestinian territories. Three top Islamic State leaders were killed in a series of targeted airstrikes in Iraq, according to a senior U.S. Defense Department official. The Thursday news came as U.S. military officials said more than 1,300 airstrikes and a stronger Iraqi force is having a significant effect on the ability of the Islamic State group to operate in Iraq. And India has successfully launched an unmanned capsule capable of someday carrying astronauts into space. The geosynchronous satellite launch vehicle MK3 blasted off from the Sikorikota website.
That's the latest world news from VOA.